Well, it's good to be here today. I'm Michael, one of the pastors here. And Pastor Jason was just here. And we're very glad to see each and every one of you. Today, I want us to be looking at Luke chapter 24. You know, there's something this past week that impressed me and scared me. You know, there's a verse in Scripture that says, "Let all the earth be silent before the Lord." All the earth be silent. And I thought, and I'm speaking today? And I thought perhaps maybe we should just all be silent for a half hour before the Lord. No, it wouldn't. Let's see a few no's there. Okay. But I come before you humbly, and I believe that I have a message from the Lord, I believe, and as I've been studying from Luke chapter 24 this few weeks now, verses 13 through 35. And we have to remember that this is the end, this is Resurrection Day here, this article, this little story or history right here. And it was a memorable week. And you look at your lives and think of your lives. You think of a memorable week. You know, maybe it was a holiday. Maybe it was your last day of classes. Maybe it was your first day of a job. But do you remember a week in your life or even a day when you just don't forget it? You cannot forget that day. You cannot forget that week. And it makes such an impression on you. That years later, whether it be 30 years later, or for John, probably 50, maybe 50 or 40 years later, as he recounted this day, that these things, these circumstances, these happenings just have made such a change in your life that you just can't forget. And you want to remember, and perhaps you want to write it down. Many of us journal these days. We write down our days and our weeks just because we want to remember. Well, Luke, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote down the events of that first resurrection day. I'd just like to read once again. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus. It was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other, and they were chatting about all the things that had happened that day. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself, he drew near, and he went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What is this discussion, this conversation that you are having with each other as you walk?" And they stood still. They stopped, and they were sad. And Jesus noticed that. Then one of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, the man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, as well as some women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early this morning. And when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said. But him they did not see." Today we celebrate an event that has changed history. We can see that in the world around us. And we can see how our governments are run. We can see how the world has so changed. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. For some of us here, we may have a question. We may have some questions. What importance do I ascribe to the reported resurrection of Jesus? If we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and you may think, why? What's so important? Some of you may be thinking, do I believe what has been written here? Do I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead? Do I believe that God came in the flesh, lived and died and rose again, and now lives forevermore? Today, perhaps maybe a loved one brought you here, or perhaps dragged you here. Or maybe you came to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. Easter, as many call this day, comes once a year, and some as well come along with this holiday. When it comes to Jesus, many of us have a question or two about him. Some of us have a few questions we would like to ask him. Some of us may have seen and experienced what this is all about, and yet our hopes have been disappointed and perhaps dashed. We talk, we go on our way, and we go about our lives. We leave perhaps reasons only known to ourselves. We leave for lack of faith. We take another road away from the one who is the way, Jesus. Let me just read a few more verses here. Verse 25. And Jesus said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Slow of heart to believe. What is it about Jesus' rebuke? And he had done this, we could read about these in the Gospels. Then whenever he rebuked, it didn't turn off people, it didn't discourage them, but in some way it inspired and it created a desire to know more, to know more about what's written here, to know more about Jesus, and to know Jesus more. Whether it was those two, the mother of James and John, as we read about in Matthew 20:21, Jesus rebuked her. But yet, as we read the account of the crucifixion, there she is at the cross. There she is looking. There she is with the other women when her sons have taken off. But there she is. She was rebuked by Jesus, but she is there. She doesn't leave. She doesn't run. This appearance of Jesus to the two disciples going to Emmaus happened the same day that he rose from the dead. It makes sense that these two are talking about Christ. They're talking about the death, the empty tomb. They're talking about angels. It must have been an amazing week, an incredible week, going from Palm Sunday or even before to this. A week to remember. Jesus starts walking with them. He asks them, what's the discussion all about? They're talking of these events concerning Jesus. And he doesn't allow them to recognize him. Perhaps that was to give them more freedom to listen, to talk, to discuss, to enter into this conversation. Perhaps it was to help them to understand what Moses and the prophets were actually teaching. Jesus helps them understand. May Jesus help me understand. May my loving Lord Jesus help you to understand his word. He notices the sadness of his disciples, and he's concerned, isn't he? Our Lord Jesus reproved them for the weakness of their faith in the scriptures. He shows them that the sufferings of Christ were the way to glory. Through suffering, he enters his glory. But they couldn't reconcile the cross of Christ with all their hopes. Beginning with Moses, he explains to them the things concerning himself. He leads them to know the mysteries concerning himself that are found here in Scripture. He turns them to intentional and serious study of Scripture. And as I journey in this life, and as you journey in this life, I pray that we long to have Jesus come and walk with us. Come and walk beside us in our journey through life. That we would listen to him as the Holy Spirit speaks to us. That we would listen as we read his word. When heartache comes, that we would pour out our disappointments and our broken dreams to Jesus in this journey through life, in this walk through life. When our hopes are dashed, and we had hoped great things in Jesus and by Jesus, that we would open up, we would share our disappointments. We would walk with him, knowing that he walks with those he loves, knowing that he walks with each one here that is called upon his name. And then more so, a voice which knows that our faith is weak and our hearts are slow, that we would listen to that voice, a caring and loving voice that helps me understand life's most important question. Will I believe in Jesus? Will I continue to believe? Will you believe in Jesus? Will you continue to believe? Will we believe in Jesus and walk daily with him? While listening to Jesus, while walking with him, in the hearts of these two disciples, a desire grows, a burning desire to hear more, to know more, to spend time with Jesus, to listen, to know, to study. And as he works in my life, and as he works in your life, as we grow in faith and our understanding grows, may our hearts burn to know more, to love more, to ask him to stay longer, that we may understand him more, that we may love him more. We don't know why these two disciples were on the way to Emmaus. We know that the 11 had stayed in that room. They were full of fear. And there was more than the 11. There was others there besides the 11. We see that from the accounts. Were these two, as they say when you fill out an immigration form, were they on their travels for pleasure or business or other? We don't know. But they see Jesus, and suddenly things are clear. Jesus is alive. And if he is, what can that possibly mean? He has said that he is God. He said that he is the life. He said that he is the truth. And now he's alive. Forget the pleasure. Forget the business. And forget the other. We have seen the resurrected Jesus. Run immediately tell others. But this is just the beginning of the journey, isn't it? It doesn't end here. I take comfort in the fact that Jesus knows my doubts, and he knows my slowness of heart to believe him. There was a time when I stood at the cross, and I knelt and asked Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I'm about my business. I'm about my work. There are pressing needs and responsibilities. And there are things that I don't completely understand. I look at circumstances, the events of the day, and sometimes it brings about so many questions in my heart and mind. And I pray. And I pray that if it happens to you, when life doesn't seem to add up, when the questions arise, when your hopes and dreams just don't add up, when they don't materialize like you had hoped, like you had wished, like you had dreamed, that you would listen to the one who has entered his glory, Jesus. The one who backed up what he said and will back up and fulfill every promise he has made. His promises are sure. They will be fulfilled. His word is not like my word, and his word is not like your word. His plan, his words will be fulfilled. I pray that you would believe all that has been written about Jesus. This Jesus, the Jesus that we read about here in the Holy Scriptures, not a Jesus that you read about in the media, in some magazine, that you hear your neighbor talk about. The Jesus that we read about here. Believe this Jesus. When you are walking your road, I pray, and may you pray, that whether you see him or not, that he, Jesus, will make known to you all that is true about him. Ask him to help you believe, that he will allow you to see him for who he truly is, that he would help you to understand what he has done for you, for me, for us. Believe that he died for you, that he lives for you, and would walk with you. These two disciples were hoping that Jesus would redeem Israel. They wanted immediate bodily renewal. They wanted a new life then in the world, as far as the government was concerned, as far as Israel was concerned. They had a different perspective on what the Messiah would do at that point in time. They had a certain way of thinking of how things should be, but they were not correct. They didn't have the big picture. It was difficult for them to see, to understand. They needed Jesus to help them understand. We all had, and many of us still have, dreams and hopes for our lives. But life didn't and often doesn't go the way we think. And for many of us, it would be so, so easy to take another road, to take another way, to believe something that we would call another truth, which is actually a lie. Maybe there are things that we want to fill our lives with other joys that are just temporary. We want to fill our lives with false hopes, things, joys, hopes that really don't last, They really don't measure up. I pray that if you are in the process today of leaving this way, who is Jesus, and taking another road, that you would come to Jesus, that you would ask him to help you. I pray that you would tell him with clarity what's going on, that he may once again tell you with clarity and freshness all the truths about himself. And that as he does, you would have the faith to believe. You would have the strength to renew that faith. I'd like to continue to read here in Luke 24, 28 to 35. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he were going farther. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road, while he opened to us the scriptures?" And they arose that same hour and returned to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord has risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. These two disciples, suddenly they knew who Jesus was. They knew that their hearts were burning as they had listened to him, as their understanding grew. I pray that my heart would burn as I read and understand God's scripture, that I take in the words of my Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that each one of us would love him more and know the wonderful compassion that he has for each one of us. I pray that each one of us, we know that our Lord Jesus deeply desires to walk with each one of us here. May we see Jesus for who he truly is. May he open each one of us our eyes. May he open my eyes, and may he open your eyes, so that you would truly see Jesus for who he is. A compassionate God, a loving Savior, desires to walk with each one of us here, that each one of us, in our hearts, they would burn with the desire to know him more. Let's pray. Gracious and loving Father, we are thankful that Jesus is risen. We are thankful that we have your word. We are thankful for the salvation that is ours in Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray.